This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. WNBA basketball tonight. The first place Lynx are out west for a game in Los Angeles, hoping to make it two wins in a row. Minnesota pounded Portland on Tuesday at the Target Center, 107-74. They got another great contribution from Hopkins product and veteran forward Nia Coffey. Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve appreciates what Coffey has brought to the team.
I think what I appreciate about her, probably because I don't get it from the rest of the starters, is she really listens. And she really, like, looks at you dead in your eye and receives the information and goes out there and does exactly what you're asking her to do. Her level of compete, her ability to play so vertically, shot blocking, rebounding. She gives you all that energy and, again, sets the tone for us.
Reeve says Coffey's a nice contributor to the team.
We said for a while that she's such a big part of our defensive identity, our toughness. And then I just, you know, obviously the, you know, shooting the three as we've asked for. And, you know, I'm happy for her, we do ask for a lot from her.
Tip time tonight is 9 o'clock. The Lynx are 11-3. The Sparks are 7-7. The Twins are off tonight. They'll go for a three-game sweep of Texas tomorrow in Arlington. Minnesota stomped the Rangers last night 12-2. They got a three-run homer from Cody Clemens, who says his teammate Trevor Larnach's big blast in the first inning was the key.
Trevor set the tone. You know, he hit that big homer right out the gate and fired us all up, and everyone kind of continued to have good at-bats the rest of the night and just kept applying the pressure.
Last night's winning pitcher, Zebby Matthews, threw well, and he's hoping to stay at the big league level.
I don't think about it a ton. I just try and go out there and do my job, and then, you know, support my teammates everywhere I can. You know, when they're out there doing theirs, you know, at the end of the day, the front office or whatever is going to do whatever they feel is best for the team. I'm just going out there competing, trying to win games, and I know everybody else is doing the same.
The Twins have won four of their last five games. They're just two games out of the final AL wildcard spot. This is MNN Sports.